Central Maine Power wants ratepayers to invest $200 million or more in Portland area electricity infrastructure. But some lawmakers and the state's utility watchdog say the company is underestimating the potential for alternatives that could be a lot cheaper and much better for the environment. Fred Bever reports.
In a recent letter to state regulators, CMP says it needs to improve grid reliability in the Portland area to meet projected electricity demand in 2025. The company proposes spending $214 million on 32 miles of new power lines and to upgrade 8 substations. CMP also acknowledges that it could shave about $16 million from the bill through unspecified non-transmission alternatives.
I personally had my breath taken away when I saw the disproportionate amount.
Barry Hobbins, the state's public advocate, says CMP is lowballing the alternatives and relying too heavily on the costly infrastructure needed to send bulk power long distances, often from polluting generators. He wants more emphasis on reducing demand on the regional grid through the use of localized resources such as solar power, grid-scale batteries, energy efficiency, and high-tech load management. Hobbins says recent experience with a smart grid pilot project in Booth Bay demonstrates that such efforts can avert the need to invest tens of millions of dollars on poles and wires.
And what's occurring nationally also in the look at alternatives to the typical cookie-cutter operation of utilities. Remember, Central Maine Power Company makes their money when you build things because they get a guaranteed rate of return.
That guaranteed rate of return can be 10% or more, which Hobbins and other stakeholders say gives utilities a disincentive to push alternatives that would reduce costs and profits. CMP turned down several requests for comment, and its detailed filing on the proposal has been termed confidential because it includes information about critical infrastructure that could pose a security threat if released. Recently, staff at the State Public Utilities Commission recommended creation of a new position, a smart grid coordinator, to weigh in on non-transmission alternatives submitted by the utilities and by third-party vendors. But the commission's 3-member board overruled the staff, instead giving the utilities the lead in proposing alternatives.
It's essentially putting the fox in charge of the hen house. It makes no sense at all.
Representative Seth Berry of Bodenham, who co-chairs the Joint Committee on Energy Utilities and Technology, says lawmakers are considering ways to change the picture.
What the legislature is looking at doing is creating a more robust smart grid coordinator as originally envisioned and insisting that the PUC go back to the drawing board and inject competition into the system.
It's unclear whether a bill would emerge this year that would force change. Stakeholders, including the public advocate, utilities, environmentalists, lawmakers, and energy users large and small, may meet over the next summer and make a recommendation to the next legislature. Stephen McGrath, director of Governor LePage's energy office, says the governor supports reducing electricity bills, but he declined to comment on the pending legislation or specifics of the CMP proposal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.